Now let's go to Pastor Brian as he picks up where he left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the priority of love.
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. As we look at these characteristics, it seems like they build upon one another. They get a little bit harder. First of all, you bury. That means you suppress the sin, you suppress the wrong that's done, and you don't expose it, you don't keep bringing it up, you don't hold it against that individual. But the next thing you do, it says you believe all things. You believe all things. That means you hope for the best, or you think the best of others. If you truly love someone, you think the best of them. You may even make excuses for them. And you hang in there with them, and you resist believing an evil report about them. For example, I love my wife, and if anyone was to say anything about her, I wouldn't believe it. I'd give her the benefit of the doubt over and over and over again because I love her, and I'd find it hard to believe that about her, whatever it is. Even if it's true, I'd have to hear it from her because I love her. I'm going to believe the best about her. That's what love does. And it does that over and over and over again. You know, it's like that mother that's at court and saying, you know, although my son's been accused of killing 5 people, he's such a good boy. You know, he's going to do good. And they just won't give up. That love that a mother has for the son, that's the type of love that's being described here. You believe the best, even despite the circumstances. You have to almost be convinced otherwise. Then you're going to refuse to believe the bad report. Even if that's true about that person over and over and over again, you just keep believing. That's what love does. And I found this to be true. That if I truly love someone, if I hear something bad about them, first of all, I'm not going to believe it. Also this, if I don't truly care for somebody, no matter what they do, they can't do it right. Because I'm going to believe the worst about them. If I already have that edge in my heart, even if they're doing something right, I'm going to read something in about their motive. Well, they're doing it all because of this. And they can't win. Because it's my heart that's against them. But someone that I love, if they do something, I'll say, well, they meant well. I'm going to make excuses for them. That's what believing the best about somebody. And you make excuses for them because you care about them, you love them, and you want good things to happen for them. You don't give up, you don't throw in the towel and say, well, I've heard that about them over, and I must be true. No, you just refuse to believe that. I don't usually use the Living Bible, but I was looking through had like 4 translations on 1 Corinthians 13, and the Living Bible really sums up what I want to say about this point. Here's how they translate 1 Corinthians 13:7. It says, if you love someone, you'll be loyal to him no matter what the cost. That bears all things. Look at this next part. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. And that's even if that person doesn't deserve it, or maybe they have a past and they are going in that direction, you're going to defend them because you love them. That's what true love does. And we need to walk in that type of love towards one another. Refuse to believe gossip about somebody. You say, that just can't be true about that individual. And believe the good about them. If you truly love someone, that's how you're going to respond. And you're not going to want to hear it anyways if it is true. That's why we need to support one another. Because I believe that's the way God treats us. How many times have we failed the Lord? Daily. How many commitments have we made that we've broken to the Lord? How many promises have we made? I'll never do that again. And then there we are doing it again. And the Lord doesn't say, that's it. You know, you keep doing that. You're out. I'm giving up on you. He keeps walking with us towards love. Continues to realize that there's a future, that God's going to bring about his plan and his purposes. And he's going to make something out of our life. I mean, he knows what he's going to do, but we need to still walk in that same way, by faith, trust, believe. And there's no doubt that the Lord walked in love towards the disciples. I mean, the Lord took the 12 choice men, the cream of the crop, that were on the planet at that time, didn't he? Larry, Mo, Curly, and the rest of them. But yet, he committed himself to them. In the midst of their continual failures, he never gave up on them. Never said, I knew you guys weren't going to make it. You're no good. You're not going to amount to anything. Look what he said about them in Matthew chapter 4, the very beginning of his relationship with them. And here it is to Peter. Now, if there's anyone that's described as someone that's a failure in the Bible, that's Peter. But look what the Lord says about this man in Matthew 4, verse 18. Now, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The Lord had a plan for them to make something out of their life. And he wasn't going to give up on them, even though they continually failed. You know, even after 3 years, you know what their conversation was the night the Lord was going to be betrayed and the next day crucified? Who was the greatest among them? They had just walked with Jesus Christ, saw his humility, saw the miracles and the love and compassion, and they're worried about who's going to sit on the right hand and the left hand side when the Lord comes into his kingdom. And he's preparing himself to die. They missed the entire message. James and John, they went into Samaria and the Samaritans rejected Jesus. And they say, well, let us call fire down from heaven and consume them. Jesus had to say, you don't know what spirit you're of. I mean, these guys not only failed, their hearts wanted to bring vengeance and condemnation upon these people. And they were filled with pride. And the Lord didn't give up on them. At the beginning, he committed himself to them. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And when he left and was resurrected, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He never gave up on them. Now, I know that God knows what he's going to make out of those people's lives, so it's obviously easier for them, but it's because he loved them. He overlooked their faults, forgave them, was continually picking them up and bringing them along. We could learn from that. That's why we need to treat others and realize people are going to make mistakes. They are going to fail into sin. They are going to stumble, but we don't give up on them. Love doesn't give up. If we truly love people, I think we'll stick in there with them until something's made out of them, just like the Lord's done with us. So aren't you glad the Lord didn't give up on you? I mean, aren't there areas of our life that we're still stumbling over since the day that we got saved and the Lord didn't say, next, you're out, let's bring another one in. He wants us to treat each other that way. See, we're so easy to, boom, a quick judge, they felt, that's it, write them off. That's not love. That's a lot easier. See, love has to take a risk, doesn't it? Because if you say, I'm going to bear with you, now I'm going to believe, what if I'm disappointed? What if I believe them 7 times? Is that enough? No, what about 70 times 7? Because what if they fail you 6 times, on the 7th, they're going to make good on their promise? And you only gave them 6. Or what if it's 1,000 and you only gave them 999 and you've lost that person? Maybe you've lost that relationship. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a relative. And so, yeah, you're going to have to take a risk. And, yeah, it's going to hurt. But love just continues to hang in there and believe that something good's going to come out of this person's life. I want to give you a quote from John MacArthur out of a tape that I was listening to. Really touched my heart. He said this. He says, you tend to make the best out of the people you believe the most in. Let me read that again. You tend to make the best out of the people you believe the most in. That means if you truly believe in someone you really love, you just keep working with them and working with them and working with them until something good comes out. But someone you really don't care about, they kind of fall and flounder. You just say, well,